Today's shir in Masechta Yevamos Daf Pei, and we will begin on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, the Ayin Tes Amud Beis, the bottom line, Heichi Domi Sures Chama. As we had learned in our Mishnah on this Amud, Rabbi Yeshua had testified that under certain circumstances, a Soris cannot do Yibam Mechalitza, and in certain circumstances he does. And our Mishnah quoted a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar to explain this statement of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says, a Sris Adam, a person who had become a Sris at a certain point of his life, given that he at one point was suitable to have children, is the Saris that does Chalitza, and his widow receives Chalitza Yibam. Whereas a Sris Chama, who never had a moment of suitability, Rabbi Akiva said, is not a candidate to do Chalitza or for his wife to receive Yibam or Chalitza. Rabbi Elazar disagreed, and he held just the opposite. He said a Sris Chama, given that it could possibly be cured, he could possibly be cured, therefore he is the Soris that does Chalitza, and his wife receives Yibam or Chalitza. A Sris Adam, which cannot be cured, he is the person whose wife doesn't receive Yibam Chalitza or doesn't give Chalitza to his sister-in-law. So given that we need to know what exactly is a Sris Chama, what are the characteristics that define an individual as Sris Chama, ask the Gemara, Hey Chidami Sris Chama. And as the Rishonim, really Rashi alludes to this, but the Rishonim elaborate a little more, say that the Gemara's question is not really to try to define all of the characteristics of a Sris Chama, because that's something that we will learn about later in our shiur today on Daf Pei Amud Beis in Mitzvah Hashem. Rather, the Gemara wants to know, given that according to Bekiva, the factor that makes the Sris Chama different than the Sris Adam is because the Sris Chama never had a moment of suitability. So how do I identify an individual, asked the Gemara, to say that this is a person that never had a moment of suitability to have children? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shloi Rosh Achas B'Kashrusai, a person who never had a moment of suitability to have children. Menoya Dinan, how can we tell? Amar Abaya, Kol Amatul Mayim Ben Oisakipa, anyone when he urinates and does not form an arch with the urine, he is considered such a soris, a person that never had a moment of suitability. Has the Gemara memai havya? From what does this condition come? Says the Gemara, the afi ime betara, his mother baked bread in an oven at noon, so the oven is hot and the time is very hot, it's noon. V'shas yeshich remarcha, and she drank marka beer. Rashi says two pshatim in marka beer. Either it's diluted beer or very strong beer when she was pregnant with this child, and from that, the child that's born becomes a Sris Chama. Most Mefarshim explain that is the definition of a Sris Chama, that this heat that our Gemara just spoke about is what caused him to become a Sris Chama. Others explain a Sris Chama, the wording of Sris Chama really has nothing to do with what caused him to be a Sris Chama. Sris Chama, as we have explained previously, is because the person, from when he came out to the world, from when he came out and was able to see the sun, was a soris, was sterile. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef comments, Haina de Shemana li'imi de kamar, I heard my mother make the following statement. Anyone who is diseased from when he came out from his mother's womb, and I didn't know what it was meant. Now, says Rabbi Yosef, I understood what it comes from, is from how someone becomes, now I know why somebody becomes a Sris Chama, as the Gemara explained. Another pshat that Rashi said is that Rav Ami would say that he's going back, that the Gemara says, what is a Sris Chama?
And now, he says, I understand that the point of this statement that was made was to be able to understand who is in the category of the Sris Chama of our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, V'leichish Shem Hivri Benetayim, why should we not be concerned, ask the Gemara, that even though this child was born under these circumstances, and he has the characteristic that shows him to be a Sris Chama, but maybe he got well in middle, before he became of age, as we're going to learn soon, the age where one is identified as a Sris, totally identified as a Sris, is when he's 20 years old. And as Daruch Lener asks, why would we be concerned? Don't we have a chazaka that this child began his life this way? Why would we think that something happened to change that? Says Daruch Lener, since this child grew up and became an adult, and his body changed, so since his body changed, we should perhaps be concerned that something happened, and he's no longer, that he would no longer be a Sris. Says the Gemara, Kim de Tchilase v'Saifa Lokui, since we see that at the beginning, right away, he has this characteristic that shows him to be a Sris. V'Saifa, and then when he comes of age, he still has the characteristics of a Soris. We could assume, like Hashina, we have no reason to think differently, and we can assume that it was, that he never lost that status of a Soros. Master Rav Mori, as Rav Mori, Rav Chanin ben Tignus Oimer, Baitkin Aysoi Sholosh Pamim B'Tach Shemayim Yoyim. The halacha, as we know, is that a Bechor, a firstborn male animal, is supposed to be given to the Kayin, and the Kayin is supposed to bring it on the Mizbeach. It's essentially treated like a carbon shlamim. That's if the animal is unblemished. But if the animal is blemished, so if it's a mum kavua, it's a full-fledged blemish, then the halacha is that that animal becomes the property of the kayin, and he treats it like all other meat that he's allowed to eat, basically. If it's a mum oiver, it's a passing blemish, then it's not treated like a bal mum. One of the blemishes that's identified in an animal is chivr. Chivr means that it has white spots in his eyes. Says the Gemara, that the Braisa says in Masechet Brachos, that if an animal suffers from this condition, that during the 80 days, the first 80 days, after it develops this condition, we check it three times. After 26 and a half days, after another 26 days, and after 27 days, explains the Gemara. Now the question is, if at the beginning it has this status, and it continues having this status, why should we be concerned and have to keep on checking? If our Gemara says we don't have to, if we see it has it for at the beginning and at the end, answers the Gemara, says the Ritva, explains the Gemara's Teretz. Saris, a Sris Chama, reflects that there's an inherent disease with this individual. That the entire body is diseased, weak, to the degree that this person is a Sris Chama. There's no significant reason to believe that that condition will change. And therefore, if we see at the beginning, at the end, that this person is a Sris Chama, we do not have to be concerned that something changed in the middle. However, when we're talking about this condition with the eyes, which only affect one part of the body, since it's only one part of the body, there we don't have to be concerned that, there we do have to be concerned that this is not such a permanent condition, and we have to check that this is indeed permanent. So as we said in our introductory remarks to our shiur today, the Rebbe Lezer disagrees with Rebbe Kiva, and he holds that the soris that is a candidate for Yibam Chalitza is the Sris Chama, because the Sris Chama has a cure. A Sris Adam who doesn't have a cure, he is the soris that's excluded from the parasha of Yibam. Ask the Gemara of Reminu. But let's ask the question, is this indeed Rebbe Lezer's opinion? It says in a Mishnah Masechta Nida, The Mishnah Masechta Neda discusses, as we were spending time in today's shir, Be'ezer Hashem, what makes a person be a soros? When can we identify the person as a soros? So the halacha is, as we will see, that a person, a male, a female, at a certain age, 18, 20, as we'll see in a moment, if he brings certain signs to show that he's a soros, is identified as a soros at that point. If a person brought Shtei Saris, that is a simon. Shtei Saris ba'oisa makoim, that is a simon that is not a soros. If a person did not bring Shtei Saris, but he doesn't have the characteristics of a soros either, he doesn't exhibit any of those characteristics, there the halach is that we wait until most of his years have passed, as the Gemara will explain, that he enters his 36th year, and if at that point he did not bring Shtei Saris, even though he didn't bring the Saris characteristics either, then we will identify him as a Saris. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Masechta Nida, Ben Esrim Shana, if we have a boy who's 20 years old, the way Havi Shtei Saris, and he did not bring Shtei Saris, and he has the characteristics of a Saris. Says the Mishnah, Yuviu Rayu Shuben Esrim, a Rayu should be brought that he is a 20-year-old, for who has Saris, and he's the Saris that doesn't do Loi Choylitz V'Loi Miyabim. He's considered a Saris Chama that doesn't do Chalitza Oyibim. Bas Esrim, the same by a girl, V'Loi Hevi Shtei Saris, that didn't bring Shtei Saris. If she is the widow of someone who passed away without children, Reviu Raya Shi Bas Esrim, proof should be brought that she is 20 years old. V'hi Ayonis, and she is the Ayonis that will not be a candidate for Yibam or Chalitza. There are other Shatim in this Mishnah Masechta Nida. Others say that if at that point it could be proven that the woman is an Ayonis, then the marriage that took place between her and her husband, given that he wasn't aware that she's an Ayonis, becomes a Mekach Tos and is automatically annulled. Another pshat is that regarding the ability to marry her sister, if there was no marriage, there would be no Isra B'chois Isha. But be as it may, at 20 years old, if she brought this simonim of an Ayonis, she doesn't have Shtei Saris, she's identified as an Ayonis. And like Chaletz Shalom, she doesn't have Chalitz or Yibim, she's not a candidate to Chalitz or Yibim, given that she's an Ayonis. Divrei Beis Hillel. Veshama Amrim, Zev Zeb Nei Shemana Esrei. Veshama Agzim Beis Hillel, and they say that the age is not 20, rather it's 18. Rebbe Lezer Amrim, Rebbe Lezer says, Hazochor Kedivrei Beis Hillel, by males we follow the age of Beis Hillel, the age of 20. When the Kaver, but by girls, we follow the opinion of Beishamai, Kedivrei Beishamai, as we find all over, Mneshi Isha, Maharis, Lovel of Nei Ish, a woman matures before men. Like we find a girl is Bas Mitzvah when she's 12 years old, and a boy is Bar Mitzvah when he's 13 years old. But what do we see here? The Rebbe Lezer is holding that it's the Sris Chama that doesn't do Yibam or Chalitza. Yet in our Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer says that Sris Chama is the Saris that does Yibam or Chalitza. Amar Rav Rami by the Kuli Amar Shmuel, Hod by Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer retracted. He retracted either from his opinion of our Mishnah or the opinion of Masechta Nida, because these two Mishnayos certainly cannot hold the same in both in these two Mishnahis. Ask the Gemara, Iboilhu Mahai Hadabay. So now that we know Rebbe Lezer retracted either from the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos or from the Mishnah Masechta Nida, which is the Mishnah that he retracted from? Toshma, the Tanya Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Sris Chama Choylitz V'Choltzen Lishtoy. A Sris Chama gives Chalitza and his wife receives Chalitza. She came Amina Misrapim, because we find that such people were healed, Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. So the two pshatim in Rashi, how to explain the Gemara. One pshat is,
given that this brisa that the Gemara just quoted concurs with the opinion cited of Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, so we have the brisa and our Mishnah here stating one opinion versus the Mishnah Masechta Nida saying a different opinion. So it's two against one. So we follow this opinion, which, in other words, the Gemara is saying that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar's final opinion. Another pshat in Rashi, which still keeps Rabbi Elazar's opinion in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar's final opinion, is that since the brisa that the Gemara just quoted didn't just say an opinion, but actually refers to something that happened. The Mishnah says that this Soris Chama was healed. So we see that the Svara Rabbi Elazar gave in our Mishnah, that the reason that the Soris that should be a candidate to do Chalitza, or his wife to receive Chalitza, is the Soris Chama, because it can be healed, is a proof that that is the proper Psak. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain that even though, as we've been saying, our Mishnah quotes a Machlaikis of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Kiva, that is only a machlokes which soris does chalitza yibam not, but all will agree based on what we just learned. Even Rabbi Kiva will have to agree that a soris chama, unlike a sris adam, can be healed. Rabbi Elazar says loylam lahadabei. Rabbi Elazar, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar cites both in our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Nida can be consistent. That Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar is quoting, that he's following Beis Hillel's position regarding boys, he's following Beis Shammai's position regarding girls, is at what point does a soros be considered a gadol who's supposed to get onshim if he does an aveira? And that's what Rabbi Elazar is referring to, not to the factor of yibam mechalitza, because as far as yibam mechalitza, Rabbi Elazar will hold the sris chama always is in the parsha, is always included in the subject of yibam and chalitza. And in fact, I saw the sefer Mishnah Achrayna says a very nice riot to Rabbi Elazar's teretz, because at first glance the Mishnah is Beis Shammai is being a mekel, because Beis Shammai is saying that we can identify a man or a woman as a soros or ilanus at 18. Which is usually Rabbi Shammai is the machmer, explains the Sefer Mishnah Achrayna that if we say the Mishnah is not referring regarding dinim of yibam mechalitza, in that respect, Rabbi Shammai is a mekel. But we look at it: at what point are these people considered bnei onshim? They're considered gedolim, that they would get punishments if they did aveira. There, Rabbi Shammai is a machmer, because he doesn't wait for them to become 20 years old. Even at 18, he already considers them gedolim. So down the Mishnah is consistent with Beis Shammai's general approach that he's machmer and he considers them already bnei onshin at 18. Itmar, we learned. Ochel chaylev ben shnei masrei v'yom echad aben shmanasrei. And the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara, that even though the Gemara is referring to, is speaking in Lashon Zohar, we're actually referring to a female. And we're following the opinion that by a girl, when she becomes a ironess, if she doesn't bring Shtei Saris, and she has the simonim of an ironess, then she becomes an ironess at 18. So this girl, from the age of 12 till the age of 18, so it must be a girl, because 12 is certainly not an age by a boy, 8 chaylev. So the question is, and then Vinolda by someone is serious, he's 18 years old, and she is identified as an alnus. Even if afterwards she brought Shtei Saris, and as Tosfos explains, the chiddush of the Gemara here is that even though now this person did bring Shtei Saris, once this girl was 18 years old, and she was identified as an alnus, because she was 18, didn't have Shtei Saris, did have the simonim of an ailness, she gets that label, and the Shtei Saris that come afterwards won't change that. So now the question is, at what point did this person, is this person considered a gedolah? Rav Amma, Nasa Saras L'Mafreya. She's considered a Saras, she's considered an islandess from the age of 12. V'Shmuel Amma, and Shmuel says, Katan Haya Bais Shah, she's not considered a Gedolah until she's 18. In other words, explain the Rishonim, this very important Machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. We know that by every normal boy or girl, a girl, once she's 12 years old and brings Shtei Saras, is a Gedolah, a boy when he's 13. This girl, boy or boy, are not bringing Shtei Saras. Says Rav, once the girl hit the age of 18 and she was proclaimed and identified as an islandess, we're going to say that she's really a Gedolah when she was 12 years old. This that she didn't bring Shtei Saras is because she's never going to bring Shtei Saras, or even if she does, they won't really mean anything, and therefore she's a Bas Mitzvah from the age of 12, like all girls generally are. Shmuel holds that no, since the age of 12 came and she did not bring Shtei Saras, she's not a Bas Mitzvah. She's not a Bas Mitzvah until she's 8. She's not considered a Gedolah until she's 18 and she was proclaimed as an islandess. And Reb Chaim Brisker explains what is the Machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. He says the Machloikus of Rav and Shmuel speaks to a very fundamental question. As we just said, a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah when she's 12 years old and brings Shtei Saras. So the question is, what do those Shtei Saras represent? Do they represent that this is a part of being a gadol or a gedola? Or is it just, as the words maybe imply, it's a simon, it's a sign, but it's not an integral part of becoming a gadol or a gedola? Rav holds that the Shtei Saras are not an integral part of becoming a gadol or a gedola. You can become a gadol or gedola just when you're 12. So usually, how do we really know that this person is mature because he brought Shtei Saras? But a person who's never going to be bringing Shtei Saras, because they're a Saras or islandess, the Shtei Saras are certainly not integral to becoming a gadol or a gedola, and they become a gedola at 12 or 13. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds that gadlus does not just depend on an age. Gadlus also requires simonim. So by a regular person, by a normal person, the Shtei Saras are the second factor that makes the person into a gadol or a gedola. By a person who's not going to bring Shtei Saras, or the Shtei Saras really don't mean anything to, they're the simonim saras given with age. The age of 18 by a girl, 20 by a boy, are what going to make them a gadol or a gedola. And therefore, according to Rav, the chelev that she ate all these years is considered, she ate it as a gedola, and she would get an oinish. And Tosfos points out that even though it wasn't really clearly identified, she wasn't clearly identified as an islandess until she was 18, so why shouldn't this be considered a situation, as Tosfos, of Hasra Sofik? We don't know for sure that the person is doing the Aveira, because maybe she's not a gedola. Because the halacha would be, let's think of an example. Let's say there's a girl who's 13 years old, didn't bring Shtei Saras. What would be if she would bring Shtei Saras when she's 14 years old, for example? So this girl will become a gedola only when she's 14. Anything that she did from 12 to 14 would not be considered an Aveira. It's only when she became 18, according to Rav, and we identified her retroactively from 12 as an islandess. So why shouldn't this be considered a situation of Asra Sofik? And Taifa says, for example, the law is that if there are two people, we have a person who doesn't know who his father is. It's one of two individuals. We know that a person is not allowed to hit his father. A person is not allowed to hit anyone. But it says, Achiv Skila, if he hits his father, Rahman al Tzlan. And he hits first, he goes to hit one person, and we told him, don't hit him, he may be your father, and your Chayiv Skila. And then he does the same with the second individual. Since it's a Surah Safik, because he doesn't know who his father is, he's Potter. So why isn't this a situation of a Surah Safik? And the Shagus Aryeh discusses at length what Tosfos is saying, but the Sefer Yad HaMelech says a beautiful explanation in Tosfos. He says as follows, when this person is coming to hit the man who may be his father. We don't know for sure what he's doing is an Aveira, because it may be his father and may not be his father. On the other hand, when this person is coming to eat chalev, it's certainly usur to eat chalev. The only issue on the table is he a person who's not allowed to eat chalev yet, because is he or she bar or bar mitzvah or not? But the Aveira is certainly an Aveira. When the Aveira is certainly an Aveira, we can never use the concept of Asra Safik. The Mefarshim also discuss what would be the halacha regarding Malkus. What would the guy become Chatas? That if one eats Chalev and it's Beshagig, he brings a Karban Chatas. Would this person retroactively bring a Karban Chatas? The Rishonim say the reason the Gemara didn't discuss the situation of Karban Chatas, because in the times of Rav and Shmuel, the Beis Midrash was no longer standing. So there was no issue of eating, of bringing a carbon or not. But I saw from the Chef Shmaitzer that he explains that everybody will agree that such a person will bring a carbon chattis. Because certainly what he did was wrong. The only question is he chayiv an oynish? But certainly a carbon chattis, which comes as a kaporo for doing something that shouldn't have been done, should be brought here. And then I saw a very interesting point made by the Sefer Shalos HaTshuvos Mutzel Mi'esh. He points out that the Gemara is very specific when it speaks about chalev, eating chalev versus all other aveiros. Because he explains, the halacha is if somebody eats nevela, there the oinish is malchus. If we don't know if we should give him malchus or not, we won't give him malchus. Here, on the other hand, the real oinish for eating chalev is a chiyuv kares. Just as the Gemara Masechet Makos explains, if we'll give such a person malchus, he will be absolved from the oinish kares. So in a way, explains the Shalos HaTshuvos Mutzel Me'esh, receiving malchus is a benefit. Because by receiving malchus, one releases himself from the chiyuv kares. And that's why Rav says, we're going to give this person Malkus, even though it's not maybe 100% sure that that's what he should get, because like that for sure he'll be released from the Chiyuv Karas. Before we explain the next Gemara, we just have to review a din. The halacha is that if a girl who's a Nara is raped, the halacha is v'nosim avia Nara chamishim kesef. The person who does this terrible aveira has to give the father of the girl 50 kesef. There's a machloikis in Masechet Ksubis, which girl is a candidate to receive this knas. The Rabbanan hold, it's a girl who's either a ketana or a nara. Rameya holds, only a nara. What is a nara usually? A nara usually is a girl who's 12 years old, and brought Shtei Saris until she's 12 and a half. At 12 and a half, she becomes a Gdoila. Ask the Gemara, Maskel of Rav Yosef, L'Rav. According to Rav, that the Eilness becomes a Gdoila retroactively to the age of 12. Eilness, L'Rameya, Yeloi Knas. The Mishnah, Masechet Ksubos, says that according to Rameya, the girl who's an Eilness will never receive Knas because she's 12. But she never brought Shtei Saris. But according to Rav, retroactively, she becomes a Gdoila at 12. So why isn't she a candidate for Knas? Just like any other girl who was raped between 12 and 12 and a half. According to Rav, the Shtei Saris are not crucial, as we just explained. Amla Abaya says Abaya, that even though Rav holds that this idleness, once she's 18 and she's identified as an idleness, is considered a Gdoila retroactively to the age of 12, she does not go through the regular three phases that every girl goes through. Ketanis, Naris, Bagris. Rather, this girl goes immediately from the status of a Ketana, Miktatnuso Yotzla Bagr. She goes straight from the status of a Ketana to Begeris. And since Ramey holds that only a Nara receives Knas, she will never be a candidate to receive Knas. Amalei, so when Rabbi Yosef heard this explanation given by Mbaya, he said, "Kol ki hani mili mal al yisok yismam mishmai." Such
wonderful Divrei Torah should always be said in my name. Some Rishonim explained that Abaya was actually saying to Rabbi Yosef, you once gave me this explanation to this question. And Rabbi Yosef said, if I indeed said such a pshat, Baruch Hashem, Gevaldik, because this pshat actually has a proof in a braisa, the Tanya. Ain asaris needn't come ben sarah amir. Asaris can never be considered a ben sarah amir. The fish ain ben sarah amir needn't el bechsim zokra taktet. One of the characteristics that a boy who's going to be considered a ben sarah amir has to have is that he has to have more than shtei saris. And this person, as we said, asaris doesn't have shtei saris, so saris can never become a ben sarah amir. And he said, ain ailness nidonis kanara amirosa. That an islandess can never have the parsha of Nara Amarosa. The halach is that if a woman is mureses, so she's considered an eshes ish, has an adulterous relationship, she's chayiv chenek. Besides the Nara Amarosa, who there the oinish is a chayiv skila. Says the Braisa, that this woman can never be considered islandess, can be considered Nara Marasa, to be subject to the oinish of Skila if she had an adulterous relationship, because such a woman, Mikatnusa Yotzisa Labagar. So we see again this concept that even if we say that a girl who's an islandess becomes a Gedoyla retroactively to the age of 12, not that she becomes a Nara at that point, she becomes a Begeris at that point. Amr Bavua, says Bavua, Simani Soros for Islandess, the simonim of a Soros on Islandess, or a Ben Shmoina, or a child who's born to the 8th month, Ein Oisim Amais Achibein Asrim. Until they're 20, if a person has the simonim of a Soros or an Islandess, we do not identify them, we not proclaim them a Soros on Islandess until they're 20 years old, as we just explained. And another halacha is regarding a child that's born to the 8th month. As we have previously learned, Chazal considered that any child that's born to 8 months cannot survive. Only a child that was born to 7 months or to 9 months from conception can survive. In fact, the Medrash quotes a Yerushalmi that the Pasuk, when it speaks about the creation of a person, uses the word Vayitzer. And the word Vayitzer is spelled with two yuds. One yud representing a child born to 7 months, and another yud representing a child born to 9 months. That only those children could survive, but not the child that's born to 8 months. But here we say that if a child is born to 8 months, we do not consider him, and Machlok Rishonim will explain in a moment, until he's 20. Rashi and many Rishonim say that this child, until he's 20, and it's important to note that when we say the age of 20, most Rishonim really means 19 years old in 1 month. Others say it's 19 and 11 months. The Rambam holds that way. At that point, Rashi says at Rav Avuhu will hold that even though the child was born to 8 months, he's considered no longer a Nephil. The Rambam takes issue with Rashi's pshat, because he says, how can we have a boy, he's 17, 18 years old, Baruch Hashem, he's a healthy child, and we can say, no, he still may be a Nephil until he's 19 and a month old. And therefore, they explain that he's certainly not considered a Nephil until that late age, but the discussion here is a different shiloh altogether. They explain that the shaila here is regarding even if he shows shtei saris, and as we've been learning that when a boy is 13 years old and he shows shtei saris, or a girl is 12 years old and she shows shtei saris, that boy or girl are a gadla or a gdaila. Since this child was born under these circumstances, that they were only born at 8 months of pregnancy, they're not going to be considered a gadol or a gedola until they're 20 years old. Ask the Gemara, or ben shmoina mikochai, is a child that born to 8 months able to live? For Tanya, we learned in a braisa, ben shmoina, a child that's born to 8 months, hareyu ke'evin, he's like a stone, Vossel Taploy. He may not be moved on Shabbos. He's not considered a living being. Aval imay soichal of a meniksoy. The loch is if the mother has an abundance of milk, she could bend over him to express milk to nurse him. Nea sakona. And Rashi actually, interesting, says sakona of the mother and the child. And the Mefarshim explain what the Rashi means, the sakana, the mother and child. And the Chasam Sofer explains that because if Rashi, what's Rashi trying to teach us? Because if there was no sakana to the child, says the Chasam Sofer, that means if the child is not a factor at all, wouldn't it be better that she should nurse another child? Says Rashi, that even though we're not going to consider that the child is going to survive, there is an element of sakana, and we do nurse this child versus another child. So ask the Gemara, what are we discussing? What's Rav Avuhu saying? That we wait till he's 20 years old, according to Rashi, to say that he's not a Nefil, according to the Ramban, to determine that he's a Gadol, he can't survive. Answers the Gemara, Hakav Ma'iskinen, Shigamra Simonim. Where we have Simonim, we have signs that he is completely developed and mature. The Tanya, Ezer ben Shmaina, who is considered a child at 8th month, Kol Shloi Kolav Kadoshev. Anyone whose mother only carried him 8 months is considered a child born to 8 months. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Omer, Simonim Mechichem Malav. The Simonim will tell us what he is. Sorrow if it's upon of Shloi Gomra, if his hair, his nails, weren't developed, that's a proof that he's a child, an 8-month child. Tamadloi Gomru. But what's Rebbe saying? That because he hasn't properly, physically developed Hagomroi, but if they develop fully, I mean in Haibar Shivahu, we say that this child is a child of 7 months, Vishtui Hidishtai, and he took him up to 8 months to become completely developed. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Rabbi Avuhu's position is consistent with Rebbe's position, that if a child was born to 8 months, but he was born developed, physically developed, that child can't survive, but we have to wait till he's 20 years old, either to proclaim him then no longer a Nefil, or to proclaim him a full-fledged Gadol. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos, according to Rabbanan, of this Braisa, this child cannot survive. An 8-month child can never survive. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says that it's hard to explain that Rav Avuhu said his psak according to Rebbe and not according to Rabbanan. So he says that what the Braisa is coming to teach us is that according to Rebbe, if the child was born to 8 months, but he was born developed, then he will not be, then he will be considered a child that could survive, and we don't have to wait till he's 20 years old. It's the Rabbanon who will agree that if he was born developed, and he waits till 20, that he will be considered no longer a problem, and therefore Rabbi Avuhu's position, according to Tosfos, is consistent with the position of the Rabbanon, not of Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, El Hod Abba Rava Tosfo Uvda. Rava Tosfo did the following story. There was a woman whose husband traveled away, so they obviously couldn't have relations. He was away for 12 months. She gave birth. And he still said that the child was not a mamzer. Kaman, according to whose position is this? Krebi Dabar Mishtah. It follows the position of Rebbe that we see there's a concept that sometimes things take longer. And just like in the previous case, the child that was born to 8 months, Rebbe said, is really a 7-month child. Just stayed, he lingered in his mother's womb for another month. Here too we'll say that this child is a child of the husband. Why was he only born 12 months, not 9 months? Because he lingered there. So is the question, how could Rabbi Tosfo follow the position of Rebbe if the Rabbanan don't agree? Answers the Gemara, and again we're following Rashi's explanation. Kivan Dikra of Shimon Gamliel, Dom Mishtai, since Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also holds of this concept of lingering, krabim of it. So the position of Rabbi Vua, of Rabbi Tosfos, represents the position both of Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Kol Sheshar Shloishim Yoyim Ba'Adam, as any child that survives for 30 days, even though he's born in the 8th month, ain't a nafel. Obviously, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that even though he was born in the 8th month, but if we see that he survives, it must be because there's a concept of Ishtai. So we have two Manda Omrim that follow this position, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, and that's why Rabbi Tosfos followed that position. Again, Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, according to Rashi's explanation, are not really saying the same thing. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that at 30 days, this child is considered no longer a nafel. Rebbe, according to Rashi's explanation, says that the child is no longer considered a nafel when he becomes 20 years old. So the positions aren't really the same. So how could we say that he's following their position because they're consistent? We have two people with the same position. The position is not really the same. And therefore, again, Tosfos, unlike Rashi, holds that the point is that he held like the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon in the previous Braisa, according to Tosfos' explanation, also accept this concept of Ishtai, and that's why they say that the child that's born to 8 months and is developed and does survive till 20 years is not a nafel, and therefore Rabbi Tosfos could follow this position because he was following the position of the Rabbanon, which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also speaks that there is a concept of Ishtai. The Halacha, the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss at length this Shaila that our Gemara now says. The Gemara discusses that, do we accept this concept of lingering, that if a husband left and his wife had a baby 12 months later, could we consider that child is not a mamzer? And most Paiskim do accept that the halacha is that we will not consider the child a mamzer. There's a machloikas rishonim how far we take it. Some rishonim even want to suggest it's only 12 months. It could even be 13 or 14 months. If we don't have, we could consider him the child of his father, and it just took him longer to emerge than the normal child. However, the Rama makes a very important point. He says that's only if we did not see that the mother acted promiscuously. But if she acted inappropriately, then certainly we will not consider this child the child of the husband. There's an interesting Bahag. The Bahag says that if the mother claims that even though, as far as we saw, the husband was not here for the last 12, 13 months that we've been discussing, if she claims that the father did come unbeknownst to anyone else and had relations with her, we believe her. But again, the Paiskim say that we could only rely on this point of the Bahag in a situation where she says this on her own, not in a situation where we should tell her perhaps that's what happened. There's an interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, in fact, says that this is what happened with the birth of Yitzchak. We know that Rashi says that the Litzone Hador said that Mi'avimelech this Abrasara. The Tzara conceived Yitzchak from Avimelech, not from Avram. What led them to say this? So he says that the story between Avimelech and Tzara took place on the night of Pesach. And Yitzchak was born a year later on the night of Pesach. So Yitzchak only emerged after 12 months. And that's why people were saying it must be that Avimelech was his father, not Avram. But indeed, as our Gemara says, sometimes a child takes longer to come out. The Mefarshim also say that the Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu that Vatera Oisoi Kitoifu, when Moshe Rabbeinu's mother, Yocheved, saw that he was good, v'tzpineu, that he was well, v'tzpineu shalosh yirachim. What? So the Mefarshim ask, what's the extra word, v'tereu oisai? So they explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was a child that was born to 8 months. And a child that's born to 8 months is not really a child that's viable according to our Gemara. And therefore, perhaps, Yocheved should not have gone through the bother of saving him. v'teira oisoi. But our Gemara just taught us that if the child is developed, even though he was born to 8 months, we say they're really the 7th month child that came out in the 8th month, and therefore v'teira oisoi, even though he was born to 8 months, because he was developed, she did not consider him a nafel. There's a shaila, of course, in the Paiskim. Is this halacha still relevant, that children born to 8 months are not considered viable? Some Paiskim, the Ramah quotes such an opinion, says that nishtanu ateva, the world has changed, and children born to 8 months will survive. Certainly say the Paiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and other Paiskim say that we should be machmer, and if a child is born to 8 months, we shouldn't say he's not viable, we have to be Michal Shabbos, we have to do everything that we do for another child. The only question is, that the Devar Chaim discusses, would such a child be considered a full-blown child, that he could absolve his mother, his father's wife, from having to have Yiba Mechalitza, or must we wait until he becomes 20 years old, as our Gemara says? And the Devar Chaim seems to say that we would have to wait until he's 20 years old to really be consider him a full-blown child, and not be able to exempt his father's wife from Yiba Mechalitza. Tana Rabbanan, Ezus Rishchama, who is a Srischama? Kol Shu Ben Esr V'lo Hevi Shtei Saris. He's 20 years old and didn't bring Shtei Saris. And as we said in Amar Aleph, Afilo Hevi Lachvakan, even if he ultimately does bring Shtei Saris, he still can be considered a Saris. Harei Kusaris L'chol Dvorov. Vela is a man of, what are the signs? Kol Shein Lein Sokin, he doesn't have a beard. The Sari Loki, his hair on his head is soft. The Sari Machlik, his skin is smooth. Meshim Gamleel Oymi, Meshim Rebihudu Ben Yair, Koshe Meim of Mal Resichas, his urine doesn't produce foam. V'yeshem Kol Matan Mayim Ve'Nosi Kippa, if he urinates and doesn't form an arch. V'yeshem Kol She Shich V'Zara Doicha, his semen is watery. V'yeshem Kol She Meim Reglov Machmitzim, his urine doesn't become spoiled if it's left in a container. If he takes a bath in the winter, and his body doesn't produce vapor, his voice is thin, we can't tell the difference between his voice and the voice of a woman. What is an illness? If she's 20 and didn't bring Shtei Saris, even if she ultimately does bring Shtei Saris, she's considered an illness. What are her marks? She doesn't have breast. She has pain during relations. She doesn't have the physical form of a woman. She has a very thick voice. We can't tell the difference between her voice and the voice of a man. Itmar, Simone Soris, the simonim of a Soris. Rafunam Ashie Kulam, he has to have all of the simonim in order to be identified as a Soris. Even if one of them, he's considered a Soris. Says the Gemara, Heche de Hevi Shtei Saris Bazakim. If he has 2 hairs in his beard, kulam lepligi, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree at shei kulam that he has to have all the other simonim. Ki pligi b'shloi hevi, when he doesn't have 2 hairs of his beard, and as Tosfos explained, that 2 hairs of a beard are not considered a beard, because if that's considered a beard, then automatically he's not a saurus. Ask the Gemara, Al Hod Amal L'Rabbah L'Rabbonim, Ayna Beber Rav Nachman, examine Rav Nachman, Ibasar Ma'ala Hevel, if his body produces vapor, so he's not a Soris, Esele Bros, I'll give my daughter as a wife. Command. Obviously he holds Krav Huna, that you have to have all the Simonim, and if he produces vapor, he's not going to be a Soris, because he doesn't have all the Simonim of a Soris. Loi. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Nachman sichi dikni havalei. He had spikes of a beard, and therefore, even according to Rav Yochanan, the absence of one of the Soros characteristics would establish for him as a non-Saris, and that's why we had to look for all the other simonim. We learned in the Mishnah, Hasaris lechayos v'lam yabim v'ken islandus. Says the Gemara, Ketani Suris to me the islandus. Our Mishnah compares Hasaris to an islandus. Ma islandus b'dei shemayim. Islandus by definition means that m'shemayim she never can have children. Af Saris, the Saris that's referred to is also b'dei shemayim. So that our Mishnah is proving that the opinion of Rabbi Kiva is correct. Ustam Rabbi Kiva the Amar b'dei Adam, a person who's considered Saris b'dei Adam, such a person is in the parish of Yibim Chalitza. B'dei shemayim, a Saris Chama is excluded, just like the islandness is a Saris Chama as an excluded. So we have a Stam at the end of the Mishnah. We have a Machlaikas at the beginning of the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. We have a Stam at the end of the Mishnah proving that the opinion of Rabbi Kiva is correct.